Do you see that link I just posted?
Yes, sir.
Can you click on that real quick?
I will.
So that's a link to CVS Pharmacy. That's a douche for you to clean the sand out of your vagina.
Isn't most or all of the fossils are confused with Neanderthals?
No.
And there are papers that says it is actually probably Neanderthal?
No.
Okay. Which
Neanderthals
which
Homo heidelbergensis did not live in the same place.
Okay, so the claim that I have is that all of the fossils, they're just confusing. And they say maybe, hopefully, it is independent. But if you have like where they found the fossil and they are sure that this is the Heblagus and not the Neanderthal, I would like to know about it.
I'm actually reading a book about this right now. I'm pretty sure some of the heidelbergensis specimens are found outside of Africa, but they're not found in Europe, which is where we find the Neanderthals. No,
they found so many of them, and all of them, they are confusing. Probably Neanderthals, probably Neanderthals.
Okay, what makes you think that?
Oh, these are claims that I read about.
Okay, from who?
Which I... from people like other YouTubers that they are against evolution. So I'm here with my, like... between brackets lies, and I want to confirm them and interrogate you about your claim.
So the scientists who study this aren't confused as to whether or not Homo heidelbergensis is really just a Neanderthal or not.
Sure. So what site where they excavated the fossils and they are not confusing it with Neanderthals? A possibility.
It looks like there have been remains found in Europe.
Sure, yeah.
There have been in Germany, in Spain, in Greece, in France.
Sure. So let's investigate their claim.
This one says England, but it just, well, it says remains and associated artifacts are attributed to it. So that one, I mean, I don't know what type specimen they're actually talking about there. But then Ethiopia and Zambia as well.
Sure. But now... like the request would be they excavated the fossils and they are not confused if it's Neanderthals or not. That's it. That can be for the future. I would like now to go ask you about Homo erectus. I believe you said before the this one, Heblagus, it comes in erectus before them, right?
Homo erectus, Homo heidelbergensis, and then... we're confident that Neanderthals...
But it was refuted.
By who?
Homo... okay. German.
Well,
study.
What do you mean it was refuted? That Homo erectus is a direct ancestor of Homo sapiens or what?
Yes. It's like of Homo sapiens or if it's like our ancestor at all. I believe this one, this study, refutes Homo erectus.
Refutes it as a direct human ancestor?
Or I believe as an ancestor at all. If this
at
one
all?
With the
you mean we're not even related to it or what?
Yeah.
That's
if we read this.
Silly.
Yeah.
It's a hominid.
Yeah. So this study, but this one is like from 1994. The lineage and evolutionary history of Homo erectus and other Homo species is unclear and has been muddied further by recent findings. This is Life Science.
Sure. So what they would be saying... so nobody who publishes any of these articles would say that we aren't related to these things. There are many other Homo species, like Homo naledi, for example, which nobody thinks is a direct ancestor of humans. The guy that first discovered it kind of... thought that it was, but nobody else does. If Homo erectus turns out not to be a direct human ancestor, that will be interesting. Many people think it is. Apparently some people don't think it is, but this doesn't, I'm not really sure this would...
so
at
you
best
are saying
retell, that... oh, hold on, at best this would retell
so
the
you
story.
Are saying it's a bush.
Yeah, hold on,
sorry.
at At best, this would retell the story of human evolution. This says nothing about whether or not human evolution is true or false.
Yeah. So to repeat what you just said, you are saying it's a bush, but we don't know the organization of this bush. It's a ladder that we know about the steps, but we don't know the organization of the ladder steps, right?
I have no idea what you mean. So if you're going to compare it to a tree or a branch or whatever, then are we on the same branch as Homo erectus, or are we a separate
twig? But we are sure about the branches.
Separate twig on the same Homo branch?
Yeah.
Most people think we're on the same branch and the same twig, but perhaps we're on a different twig. That would be interesting too.
Beautiful. But you are now sure about the branches and the twigs. Here, nature.com attacks that. Here, nature.com, it's like with a strong line. It says, now the human evolution looks like a bush. We have a lineage of fossil. How they are related to each other and which, if any of them, are human forebears is still debated. So it seems now nature.com is attacking evolution. And all of them, Homo erectus, all of them says, we don't know of their organization and if any of them are actually our bearers. Not just direct forebears.
So this is talking about a skull that is 6 or 7 million years old. This latest Nature one you published. And it's called Ororin Tuganensis. And they're just arguing about, is this hominid, or not, I shouldn't even say hominid, is this great ape that we found part of the hominid Homo branch, or is it more part of the like chimp and gorilla branch? This is saying that they don't know, but it says nothing about whether or not humans evolved. None of this stuff that you're sharing with me, none of the people that write any of these articles you say don't think that human evolution is real. This is like when a flat earther is like, how far away is the sun? And I say 90 million miles. And they say, actually, it's 93 million miles. You just completely
debunked
your
own theory. They are not talking about, they are not attacking evolution. I believe that this guy, Whitaker, he just attacked all of these names, Homo erectus, habilis, by this quote that I put in on the side chat right now. He directly attacked all of it with this quote, as I believe.
Now human evolution looks like a bush. We have a menagerie of fossil hominids, the group containing everything thought more closely related to humans than chimps. How they are related to each other and which, if any of them, are human forebears is still debated. So I don't know specifically which fossils he's referring to. That's from that article you linked directly above.
Nature.com, yeah.
Okay.
But he's now talking about all the fossil of like hominids.
He's talking about that Tumai fossil that was found. It's considered a very ancient member of the human family tree. It goes back between 6 and 7 million years. But I think he's saying that, well, actually, we don't really know if this is part of the human branch. The discovery challenges current ideas about human evolution, suggesting a more complex evolutionary history than previously thought. While Tumaya's features characteristic of hominids, such as smaller canines and evidence of bipedalism, its relationship to later hominids like Australopithecus is unclear. So yeah, he's just talking about fossils that are very close to
I disagree with you.
Well, then because you're not understanding what you're reading. Because
he said said now human evolution looks like a bush. He's not saying now... Yeah, or he's now attacking all of, or like doubting, he's not attacking, because this is an evolution pro scientist, I believe. Now he is doubting all of that evolution tree of humans with this quote. It's very clear. Now human evolution looks like a bush. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So this article is specifically talking about a fossil of a primate, of a great ape, that is between 6 and 7 million years old. That is, for years... we've known that that was, or we've predicted, I should say, that that is very close to the point where the human chimp lineage is split. So he's saying it's not clear as to whether this particular many millions of years old hominid is exactly on the, is a precursor to both humans and chimps, or is more closely related to chimps, or is more closely related to homos.
Or if they're related at all. If you see the last sentence, if they are related at all, he's not sure if they're related completely. So this is a very strong quote.
The words at all don't occur anywhere in that article.
Fine, sure. How they are related to each other and which, if any of them, are human forebears. So this translates to at all.
If they're not human forebears, that doesn't mean that we're not related to them, and that doesn't mean that evolution isn't true.
But he's doubting
it. We are not. Yeah, and that's not a big deal. We are related to chimps. Chimps are not our forebears. We are related to Homo naledi, but Homo naledi isn't our forebearer. We are just related to it, even though it's also a homo. It's a cousin, not a great grandparent, for example.
Okay. I think we satisfied on this point.
Well, I just want to make something really clear. None of the articles that you're going to find from Nature or Science Direct, from paleontologists, from anthropologists, none of those articles are going to suggest in any way that humans didn't evolve. So what are we trying to accomplish here?
That's, I think you are correct here. And because when these pro-evolutionary magazines or websites, when they cast doubts like this, it gives the doubt substance for people who does not believe in evolution.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, what you... Okay.
Well, if you don't understand, if you read an article where they say, the history of human evolution, we now have a different understanding of the history behind it, and you think that's the same thing as it's not true that humans evolved, that's the only case you could make, and
this is attack.
People misunderstand science and then say, they use it to like sow doubt. I mean, this is a classic like flat earther trick and all kinds of other stuff like that. But no, none of these articles cast doubt on human evolution, if human evolution occurred.
Evolution on the tree. They will never say that human did not evolve, but they are attacking all these like names, these weird names.
Yeah, that's
fine. Habilis, erectus. Okay. Now, how fossils work, they found like similar skulls to humans, and they are closer to us, right? Similarities between the fossils, especially like skull structure, they say, these creatures are closer to each other.
Yeah, there are things that are highly diagnostic in the way you look at bone structures, because we can't look at the DNA. So, for example, there are things about like the human, our teeth, particularly our roots, where you may have one or two or three roots to a tooth. It depends. And certain species, like their bicuspids or their premolars only have two roots, but ours have three. That's not what it actually is. I don't remember what it actually is off the top of my head. But those are examples of indicators. Neanderthals, for example, don't have chins. Human skulls, Homo sapiens are actually the only homos that have a chin. So there are ways you can tease them apart by looking at that and the size of the brain case and a few other things.
Yes. So we agree that similarities, what makes them like closer, or like we can make these predictions. But now I believe that there are creatures that refutes that, annihilates that completely.
Like what?
Which would be, is this image opening inside chat? Which would be these beautiful, beautiful creatures. I don't know why they are not opening, but can you click on them?
Yeah, I clicked on it. It's a sugar glider and a flying squirrel.
Yes. They are like identical, like they are so similar to each other.
Yeah,
but when we go to their evolution, when we go to their evolution path, it's like they are I'm gonna be hyperbolic and say billions of years distance from each other, and one of them is closer to elephants and Wales than the other. So I think that's like destroys it. No, destroys it completely. So if I can make my point, so the Neanderthals, we could have been millions and millions of years, and they are closer to dinosaurs than us. I believe this is exactly what the sugar gliders. I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So if we look at all of the like Australopines and all the different Homo species, for example, and us, could it just be that we look similar because of a case of convergent evolution, like the way thylacines and wolf skulls are almost indistinguishable from each other? Here, let me show you a picture of that, actually, because it's a really cool case.
I have them. Yeah, I have them all. Okay, but this is, I believe, this convergence. No, is the biggest cope.
In
the universe.
Not. No, it's not. Because sugar gliders and flying squirrels, sugar gliders are marsupials. So it's not just the genus. It's not just the they would be in the same phylum. Let me look this up real quick. So I get the terminology right.
They are identical in like fossil like skulls.
They're in the same class. They're both mammals, but then directly after class, they split. One goes into the marsupial lineage, which is extremely primitive. They have pouches and give birth to extremely immature young, for example. Whereas rodents are placental mammals.
True.
Like we are. So we know and have known for an extremely long time that what separates, or the evolutionary history that separates marsupials and rodents, it's been known for an extremely long time that that's vast. And it occurred.
But this is an attack
more
than
100 million years ago, I believe. With the primates that you're talking, the Homo naledi, and well, you didn't bring that up, but like Homo erectus, Homo heidelbergensis, us, Neanderthals, whatever. We are all great apes. That is a very, very.
But we cannot look at skulls anymore. So we cannot look at the skull anymore, because if you look at the sugar glider and the flying squirrel, they are almost identical. So close to each other.
Both primates.
It doesn't matter. Sure, it doesn't matter.
You wouldn't have said it doesn't matter if you understood what that meant, because it completely destroys your argument. It does. They're both primates. You're showing me two skulls of things that aren't even in the same. We call it an infra class or whatever. Whereas all of the things that are supposed to be either cousins or direct ancestors of humans,
but that the skull doesn't represent
great apes.
The skull doesn't show you if they are placental or like marsupials. So the same thing. So one of these skulls that you think they are humans, they could be other than us. We are placentals, right?
So
one of these skulls can be marsupials, and they are closer. Actually, I don't want to say dinosaurs again, just not to be bad faith. But yeah, this is too much for if one of the skulls is closer to whales.
Yeah. So you think
closer to whales and elephants?
Do you think it's possible that Neanderthals aren't even primates?
How from the skull? We cannot like dictate that.
You're claiming that we can't tell whether or not Neanderthals are primates based on
from skull shape alone. No, but
then you can't tell if Neanderthals if a human is either.
No, but since like Neanderthals like share our DNA, we can make claims about them. But like, what about the Homo erectus, the Homo habilis, all these like fantasy names, all of these like same like names that came from the Bible? It's weird.
Homo erectus doesn't come from the Bible. So
I know, but like it's closer to like what the flat earthers say, or like these are like all fantasies or like fan fiction.
I have no clue what if you're just trying to attack science as if it's the same as the nonsense.
I'm not attacking science. I'm showing you science. Science told you like similar skulls, but one of them is closer to whales than the other.
Yeah, great. A whale. Except in this case, we know that one is a marsupial, one is a rodent. With the other things that we're looking at, we know for a fact that they're all primates. You're just sitting
not true.
Here.
How can you know about the Homo erectus? About Homo erectus, they are not sure that
because
Homo erectus
of the morphological
exists,
similarities.
Morphological. Okay, look at it with the sugar glider and the flying squirrel, man.
Okay. Let me show you an example of how we can understand this.
Yes.
This is so brain dead. Okay, so I have now put in the chat. One of those is a thylacine skull. One of those is a gray wolf skull. Now, do you know which one is which?
No.
Right. Absolutely so not. That's the problem, right? We can't tell which is which. Here's another example. We don't know which one is which, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except we do know which one is which. Scientists, professional scientists that dedicate their lives to this, they actually do know the difference. So, for example, do you see those holes in the skull on the one on the in the hard palate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I actually can't remember which one is which off the top of my head.
Fine, enough. which is fine. Just totally
marsupials.
Fine.
There are distinguishing diagnostic traits you find in the anatomy. So those holes you see in the hard palate, it's either all marsupials have that and placental mammals don't have it, or all placental mammals have it and no marsupial has it. I don't remember which way it is, but as long as you know where to look for those specific things, you know exactly what you have. And with the...
These creatures are modern, right?
I'm almost done.
These...
Yes, actually, I don't know why I said no. But anyways, with Neanderthals and Homo erectus and whatever, there are diagnostic things that people that do this for a living know how to look at them and be like, I know this is a primate. It's not... If it's not a primate, then you're going to have to show me evidence that Homo... Or that the Neanderthal bones or whatever, you have to find diagnostic things that they share in common with either birds, reptiles, amphibians, or what else do we have for vertebrate, terrestrial vertebrates? Do you think that Neanderthals are a type of reptile?
No, I would say.
Do you think that they're a type of bird?
No.
Do you think they're a mammal?
Now from the bone.
Hold on. Do you think they're a mammal?
Yes.
Do you think they're a primate?
I would say yes.
Okay. But, do you think that they're a great ape?
This is my interrogation.
Yeah. Hold on. Do you think they're a great ape? Or do you think that they're a different type of primate?
I don't know about these. This is...
Okay.
I don't know about this one. Okay. Listen to this one. So now from this skull... You know that this is related to a whale. If one of them is related to a whale,
you and I are related to whales, just not very closely.
I know, but like one of them is closer to whale from the other. Now you can decide from these bone structures of a sugar glider and a flying squirrel. I don't know which one of them is closer to the whale. Is it the flying squirrel, right?
Whichever one's the rodent is more closely related to whales. So that would be the flying squirrel. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. From the squirrel, you're going to see like this is closer to the whale than the other. Okay. Yes. That would be the issue.
How? Because we know that because a squirrel is a placental mammal.
Because so you have more whale. Information. Yeah. To give it, like, just to answer it in short, because you have more information than fossils.
That's
it. Okay. Yeah. That's it. But now with Homo, all these like biblical, like flat earther names, Homo erectus, Homo vulgarinus.
What kind of
these are all these are you don't have it. You don't have it because you don't have these. You don't have this.
What are you doing comparing science to the Bible and flat earth?
Because the science is attacking it. I just showed you this science is attacking this.
The science is rewriting the narrative, not telling us that humans did not evolve. You, in your failure to understand what the text says, think that what this does is
how
conveys the message that human evolution didn't happen when it doesn't do anything like that.
You know about the Nebraska Man, right?
Yeah, it was a hoax. You know about the
it's
Bible?
It's not a hoax. No, Planet Peterson, you are much knowledgeable than me. It's not a hoax. Don't say that. It was a mistake. It was an embarrassing mistake. Don't say it's a hoax, please. Like, you are much, much, much knowledgeable than me on this topic. Please. Let's not be dishonest here. It's a mistake.
Yeah, they misclassified
it's one of the most... It is one of the most embarrassing mistakes ever. They took a pig tooth and they created a human out of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. So?
Yeah. So that's so it. That's not... So then, yeah, okay, now they are creating like... Okay, this... I don't want to say now... These old bullshit erectus habilis things, but fine. Okay. Can I move to the next point?
Yeah, before you do that, I just have a question.
This is my interrogation, sir.
And you're on my platform.
Sure, but you consented to my interrogation. And
yep. So,
okay.
Why do you think that anthropologists and paleontologists that study human evolution, do you think they're lying or do you think they're incompetent?
Some of them are lying and some of them are incompetent. I would say okay. Both.
Why do you,
and I would like to prove
as that. Somebody who doesn't know very much at all about any of this, what
True.
Gives
because
you
I'm...
the right to say you know that the scientists are doing the science wrong or are
Sure.
deliberately lying?
Sure, because I brought you claims from the other side, given that I have not even read a book about evolution.
Those claims
and I'm
didn't say
interrogated,
about whether and I, or not human
and I'm interrogated,
is true.
And I'm interrogated with like a smart person like you. And that's it. We are seeing your answer. So that's it. So someone, so if this
none
is
of,
recorded
none of the
and
evidence,
uploaded.
Yeah, it will.
Fine.
None of the evidence you've produced says anything about whether or not human evolution
fine.
Didn't happen.
Fine. This is for me now to evaluate your answers, study and read more about the topic, which as I told you, I'm a layman or like below a layman about it. Can I move to my next point?
Sure.
In your book, in your beautiful book, did you mention, what is it? A creature called Rhodocetus?
That's a whale ancestor. I may have mentioned it.
Yes. That's intellectual molestation, I believe. Do you have an...
intellectual molestation? The fuck? What
yes.
does that mean?
I'll show you now with video evidence about the person that found the fossil. Do you have the fossil in your book? Because you were showing your... You were showing images from your...
Did you say Rhodocetus?
Yes.
I
think you mentioned three.
I think I mentioned Rhodocetus anywhere.
I think you mentioned Rhodocetus. Yeah, I'm not sure. And I'm sure that you mentioned Amblocetus.
Yep.
Yeah, but okay, can you look up Rhodocetus now? Can you look at its fossils?
What about
that? It's not in your book? Are you sure?
I don't think so. It may be in the list of transitional fossils. Yes, it is. It's in the list of transitional fossils, but I didn't describe its fossil. I described in detail Ambulocetus, Bacillosaurus, and Dorudon.
Mm-hmm.
Pachycetus got a passing mention, but I didn't really say very much about it.
Yeah. So... regarding the Rhodocetus, can we get its fossils? Do you have a book where we can reference it?
Here are some skull fossils of it.
Yes. Yeah.
What's your...
Do you have one from a top... Do you have one from a top image? About the nose?
Are you talking about the placement of its nostril?
Yeah, the nose, yeah.
I mean, all I have is this artist's rendition of it.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
This is all fan... Yeah. So this is all fan fiction. This is not true at all. This is someone... I'm sorry, this is not with like toxicity. It's like someone tells you like Jesus rose from the dead in the third day and they would draw to you images. These images will not have any value, just like this one. Right? This is now fan fiction. And I will show you a video from the person that created, that found the fossil. They asked him about it and he says, yeah, all of this. Do you see this image? The last one posted. These are all fan fiction.
This
is all flat earth. This is all flat earth. And I will prove it now with
posted?
Video. No, the last one. Look at this video. This is the person that found the fossil. They asked him, where the hell did you find, make the nose? He said, I made it up. And he's not even like embarrassed about it. If you can watch the video and it shows up in the
sure, if you stop talking, video. I'll play it.
Being filmed on location at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, the executive producer noticed a discrepancy between museum drawings of Rhodocetus and the fossils. The reconstruction of Rhodocetus had a whale fluke, but there were no fossils of the tail to confirm this. Dr. Phil Gingrich, the scientist responsible for the discovery and reconstruction of Rhodocetus...
Okay. So let's take a look at that. This is important.
Rhodocetus was questioned how he knew there was a whale fluke on Rhodocetus, since that part of the fossil was missing.
This is such a brain dead take. So your evidence that they're lying and making this up is when the artist did a rendition of it, they put a small fluke on it. We don't know if it had a small fluke on it. Therefore, no. They're just lying and making it up.
No.
Why are they not allowed to hypothesize?
The person that found the fossil, he would be, I don't know what would be his, this expert that found the fossil. They ask him about it and he says he made it up.
Yeah. Why are they not
allowed? This is the person.
Okay. Why are they not allowed to hypothesize?
Why? Okay. Because that's, are you serious? You're asking this
question?
Why are
they not allowed to hypothesize?
Okay, so this is a hypothetical. This is like not science. This is not science.
Yes, man. That is science. Why are they not allowed
that's
to
That's a science someone speculate. They are what, he's speculating.
That's, yeah, that's what science
they
is.
Created, why they put it in museums. They okay. put it in museums, man.
Okay, Stoic.
They put it in museums. We found Stoic. This creature.
Stoic, shut the fuck up. I can't believe you would actually take yourself seriously and say this. So do we know
why are
whether
you rude,
or not...
Man?
Do we know whether or not Rhodocetus had a... tail without a fluke?
We are talking about the nose. Can we focus on the nose right now? Where like, it, you it find the person?
The nose doesn't matter. It
doesn't I don't think
matter.
You played the... Really? Really?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't think you've so, played the whole video. Wait. Okay.
No, not yet, because because very early on, they made an extremely stupid gaffe, and then you are defending it. So do we know if Rhodocetus had a tail fluke?
I don't know exactly, but I believe that this person is talking about it at the end of the video. Can you play the video? So forget
the
commentary.
Be able to hear it. So again,
I'll play it with you. I'll play with you.
With the tail fluke, they decided to draw one, even though we don't have direct fossils of a tail fluke. So do we know whether or not it had one?
Sure. How did they conclude that?
No, the question is, do we know if it had one?
I don't know. If they know, tell me how they found it out.
The question is, do we know if it had one?
So you did not hear my answer?
You're not giving an answer. Do we know if it
I
had
said,
one?
I said, I don't know. If they find one, how okay, did they conclude
we don't
it?
Know
Are you going to repeat
it had
the same question?
Fluke. So we yeah. don't know if it had a tail fluke, right?
I don't know.
Nobody does.
The person who said, I'm going to interrogate you because I'm going to interrogate you because I know little about this topic.
Presumably, we don't know if it had a tail fluke, right?
So why did they draw the fluke?
Why would you draw it without one?
Okay.
Answer the question. Why would you draw it without
okay.
one?
Fine. Okay. I don't know what's like.
Answer the question. Why would you draw it
because
without
you felt like it. Because you felt like it.
Okay. And they felt like drawing it with a tail fluke.
We don't care about
there's
them.
Nothing
we talk
wrong
about science,
with
man.
There's nothing wrong with hypothesizing.
No, man. We are talking about science.
Okay,
this is
so
bullshit, man.
So if we don't know if it had a tail fluke or not, it could have. So
okay.
There's a huge...
Who created the universe? God created the universe. Done. Yalla. Go ahead.
You're an idiot.
Welcome to Islam.
So there's nothing wrong with drawing the tail fluke then, is there?
Based on what, man? Based on what? This
Based
is not
on
science.
That
this
whales
is,
have
do you read
them?
The room title? Read the video title. This is Dr. Phil Gingrich. This is the person.
There's nothing wrong with giving it a tail fluke based on the fact that whales have them, right?
This is flat earth bullshit, man.
You're, You're muted, so just answer the question. There's nothing wrong with giving it a tail fluke, given we know that whales have them, right?
I shouldn't be answering any question because you consented to my interrogation, and I told you, hey, I know little about this topic. I'm bringing the claims of the other
then
side to
you. Then stop saying that it's fake and that it's flat earth logic.
Because the
like
person that found the fossil is telling you that he made it up, man.
Does
the
your,
Bible is made up.
Does your brain work at all? We literally just
did you became a Christian? Did you become a Christian? The Christian, we know that made up thing. And you are saying, oh, I like making up things. You probably now became like a Trinitarian or something. You probably now literally became a Christian. Hey, Bernd Peterson, I'm going to create a book. I'm going to say, hey, I claim that. And hey, this is science. What's going on? What happened to science? Why are you raping science right now? I'm sorry about my temper. This is bullshit, man. Like, you are attacking science right now.
Let's see here real quick. Okay.
I would like, as an interrogator, can I move to that?
Do you see that link I just posted?
Yes, sir.
Can you click on that real quick?
I will.
So that's a link to CVS Pharmacy. That's a douche for you to clean the sand out of your vagina, okay?
What? I'll take it. Hey, so I'm in your arm. I'll take that. I'll take it on the chin. Can I now attack? Can I attack the second the creature that you mentioned in your book?
I'm still on Rhodocetus. So I'm watching your video here, and we don't have complete fossils of the tail, so we don't know if it had a tail fluke or not. But for you or them to say they drew it with a tail fluke, why? Oh well, we're just speculating that it may have had a tail fluke, but you don't know. You could say the exact same thing if they didn't give it a tail fluke, right? There's nothing unreasonable about giving it a tail fluke. There's nothing unreasonable about that kind of speculation because it tracks with aquatic mammals. So let's move on to the nostrils.
Wait, the nostrils is about a different creature, Amblucetus.
You said the fossil was the nostril was Rhodocetus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm still watching the video about that.
Yeah.
Scientist Gingrich also acknowledged that the flippers were drawn on the diagrams had flippers on.
We don't think
to be the best solution.
But he didn't say anything about nostrils.
Sure. Yeah. This one about the tails. The nostrils is about the second creature, Amblucetus.
I was surprised because I've always seen figure out that was to go from.
This one is in your book, and I believe that you showed
so that's based
a skull of it, and you did not tell people that this skull is speculated.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Yes. Really?
We just went over there's nothing wrong with hypothesizing and speculating about the anatomy of animals.
Can you play the video? Names.
Yeah, I just did.
Can you play the video? And this no, the second video about the Amblucetus. And this image is in your book, man. You played all of it? Okay. This one, they don't have the nose part. They added it.
Okay.
Okay. They added the stuff, man. Not science. Christianity.
Again, if you don't know something, you have to speculate.
You speculate? Really? Oh my God. What the fuck is going on? Are you serious? Really? Are you saying this? If we don't know something, so we have to speculate it. God of the gaps. Yeah, beautiful.
No.
Are you becoming like a Christian right now?
No, that's not God.
What
of the
is
gaps.
This? Is this a hoax? Did I come to the correct person?
Oh my
this
God.
This is have to be like not serious.
You are so unstable. It's unbelievable.
Fuck me. Yeah, I'm insanely angry because you just turned to Christian. You just said fuck science. I showed you that all of this bullshit. Okay.
Okay.
I'm losing my temper. I'm super angry right now. Thank you for having me.
God,
fuck me.
You don't.
I gotta go.
You're not
gotta
married,
go. See
are you?
Love you. No?
You're not married, are you?
Sure. Yeah, I'm married. Yeah, married. Thank you. See you. See you. Bye.
No, stay. Oh, he left. So anyways, that's so unbelievably brain dead. So here's an Amblucetus skull. Here's a Rhodocetus skull. You can, again, like with the sugar glider and the flying squirrel, pretty hard to tell the difference between them, but we can see The nostril of Rhodocetus is clearly like in the middle of its snout or whatever. So we see the progression of the nostril migrating toward the top of the head. But that thing he said, like, you're not the idea that he sat there and said, you're not allowed to speculate in science. Of course you are. If that's the case, then if we go back to that, like if we find a fossil of something and we don't have its tail or whatever, then are we not allowed to draw pictures of it? Or do all the pictures we draw of it have to be of it without a tail? Now, you'd have to do something. It would be stupid to just not give it a tail. But according to this guy, you are raping science and doing a flat earth Christianity if you do that. I want... Yeah, exactly, Reaper. Hypotheses are now illegal because that's how you do science. Any hypothesis is that. But hypotheses aren't that weak because they are grounded. Hypotheses are grounded in scientific reasoning and prior evidences. And everything we do about speculative zoology when it comes to like reimagining the way creatures looked is based on prior evidences.